Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a it's obviously my college radio station, but there's a good list of nominees, and there's some good people who are in there already.
Who's
who
in
are
there?
Who are knowable and that kind of
who's
thing.
Who's in there that we might know?
There's a guy who's in there who's big in TV. He graduated the year or two before me. Freddie Godelli, who runs Monday Night Football.
What do you mean he runs Monday Night Football?
He's the executive producer, Freddie Godelli. Al Michaels says, thanks to our executive producer, Freddie Godelli. I went to college.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yeah, happens all the time on Monday nights.
Do you know the guy?
I knew him that year. I haven't seen him since, honestly. But he would know me. I would know him. So, I mean, we worked together his senior year, my freshman year.
So reaching out for, like, Monday Night Football tickets.
No.
But not there.
No good.
But you think if you're in the Hall of Fame with, what's his name, Robbie Godelli?
Fred Godelli.
Fred Godelli?
Yeah.
If you're in the Hall of Fame with Fred Godelli, would that...
I don't know.
Would we then be comfortable enough to ask for Monday Night Football tickets?
I'm sure he's voting for the nominees, so maybe as he's voting, he'll be like, maybe I'll send up Roger some Monday Night tickets.
Monica, he pulled
maybe he won't.
He pulled a U before. He goes,
what did I do?
I feel funny voting for myself.
Well,
that's weird.
The president of the United States. The president of the United States votes for themselves. Everybody votes for themselves when they're voting for something. If you have, if it's something that you get a vote in, why would you vote for somebody else?
Well,
it just feels weird, though.
Yeah, there's 10 nominees, and you get 4 votes. So that also softens the idea of, all right, it makes me feel like, all right, I guess if the 4th least important vote is for me, then I'm not trying to, I don't know, if you should I vote for myself, and is that the wrong thing to do, or is it the right thing to do?
I think it's the wrong thing to do.
It's the right.
Well, that's what I'm going to find out.
Don't listen to that one.
No, but here's
vote for yourself.
Because, let me ask you this. Is there any part of you, be it 0.5%, that if you did win, you would think to yourself, you know, was it my vote? You know what I mean? And if there is, then you should.
It better not be that close.
I would want to win it on my, because everybody else voted for me, not because I voted for myself.
There's a couple of questions, though. How is one person getting in? Are multiple people getting in?
Multiple people will get in.
Okay.
I don't know how many, though.
They're all voting for themselves.
Right.
Everybody else on that list is voting for themselves.
No.
They probably are.
They all are. And you should. Yeah. If you're getting 4 votes, you should at least cast one for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe.
And not for nothing.
It feels weird.
Why aren't you already in this thing already?
Right.
Well,
you've been in this same market for 35 friggin' years, 20 years, 21 years doing mornings.
They had other people to put in first.
Yeah, here's how the meeting went, JP. They were like, in my head, picture a room full of old men with cigarette, and there's cigarette smoke, and they're all chain smoking, and they're like, well, crap, it's that time. We got to figure it out. Who didn't we do yet? Who didn't
Who's going to this crappy Hall of Fame?
Someone mentioned Roger. What's this Roger guy? Well, yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
What has he done?
And it's not like you're in Bangor, Maine. You're in the exact area for 30-something years.
Yeah.
Where the school is.
Where the school is, and they can hear you.
Right.
And you're in their face.
As a matter of fact, some of them probably still work at the school.
Yeah.
Probably listen to us when they're going to work in the morning.
Yes. The guy who runs my college radio station right now, I went to college with. He's like the faculty guy who runs it.
Right.
So
Does he hate you?
No, he loves me.
Well, maybe I
gave him an audio board last year. He loves me.
I'm warning you now.
Yeah.
If you do get in, and for some reason you want me to induct you into that Hall of Fame, if you wanted to go down that road, I'm just saying I'm gonna give them a little what for.
Is that what you would do?
Like, it shouldn't have taken this long. You should have been in there 15 years ago.
I think it was something that was just kind of glossed over.
What?
You gave them, Roger, you just said, an audio board last year.
I did, actually.
Now you're on the ballot this year. If you didn't give them that audio board.
No, I'll tell you this.
Do you think you're on the ballot this year?
Board his way
in. I greased my way in. Well, it was all I had left of my old studio I used to have in my house, and I had it dragging around in our current house for years, stored in this closet over there, and it's a big, heavy thing.
I thought you gave that to the Priest radio station over there.
No.
Didn't you give them a board?
No.
Our radio station gave them a board, right?
Right. I didn't do that. So I had this board thinking I've never needed it. So anyway, I gave it to them in the last year, finally met with Dan and brought it over there and gave it to him. But what I did find out, which I didn't know, in a congratulatory email from my buddy Dan, who runs the station now that I'm in there, he said, a couple of years ago, you know, he says, I'm sorry. He says, you didn't get through a couple years ago. And he goes, I'm sorry that ever happened. It was wrong. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you were on the ballot
a couple years ago. I had no idea because I get enough emails from my old radio station. I probably thought it was junk mail and I totally missed the email. And then I never heard anything about it. And he said, him and then the guy, Bill, who was an engineer at ABC Network, TV Networks in the city, he ran it as the outside guy when I was there. They were apparently livid that I didn't get in because they said the same thing. They're like, how is it even possible he doesn't get in on the first shot? So that's why I'm in this time. So apparently I'm supposed to be getting in this time.
Hey, listen, if you want to.
Because I should have got in last time, they're saying, and I had no idea that even went on.
If you want to have a good time.
Yeah.
And a lot of laughs. Let me do the induction. Let me do it. I will be more than happy.
Well, it's not a roast, JP.
To just no, I'm not gonna. I would never do that. He knows that. I would never do that to him.
Yeah.
I'll roast those pricks.
Well,
that kept
no,
him.
Yeah, but you're not supposed
I'll
to roast.
I'll
those
roast
pricks.
Those pricks that kept him out. I just
we don't know who
him.
It is. You know,
I would just get up there. Like I'd pull out a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and then I would look at them. And I would take the piece of paper, wrinkle it up, throw it, and be like, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
You stole my candidacy.
You stole his Middle Ages.
You stole his Hall of Fame. So this year I'm up against the guy who's the current play-by-play voice of the Portland Trailblazers. He started at my college station. I don't know who the guy is because he was after me. But he's had a pretty solid career. He's been like in the Portland sports scene since 03. So he's a solid vote for having a solid career and a yes, but that's just since 03.
Right.
18 years. What's that? There's another guy in here who is like, I mentioned Fred Godelli from Monday Night Football. He's like him. He's been around ESPN and TNT TBS for a long time doing sports, like for 40 years. I don't know what it is about this college, but there's a lot of guys doing long-term careers like that. And Dan Regan is in there and he now works for the Ravens. So,
dude, this is so cool. You know so many people.
He also was a senior when I was a freshman, and
is Chris King did he go to CW Post too?
No.
Okay.
He did not.
Chris King is the guy that does the Islander games on the radio. And I gotta be honest with you, I know he's your friend.
Be nice.
Yeah, I know
be
this.
Nice.
This is the guy he doesn't like.
Why not,
dude?
He likes him personally, but
I don't know him personally.
I thought you knew him.
No,
I've never met him.
I never met Chris.
He's a great guy. It's too bad you hate him.
I don't hate him. I get embarrassed when he's like I get embarrassed when he announces a goal.
Right.
Why?
When he gets really excited,
because
he's very high pitched.
He sounds like a teenage girl.
Well, he's excited. I love that.
No. Listen.
Oh, wait,
hold on
this.
A second. I understand the announcers getting excited. He's got one voice when he's calling the game, and then when they score, it's like something happens to his voice.
It's
and it's different.
It goes really high pitched to another level.
But it's.
But I love it.
He has a good voice when he's doing the games. Like really solid. He calls the games.
He's an excellent hockey player.
I'm not
going
to say I spend a lot of time listening to hockey on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but when I do catch it.
When I do catch it,
the last couple of days he was on, they were doing those games, they were playing the Devils, so they were on ESPN radio. It was like, because on the Islanders, it's hard, they're on my college radio station, WRHU, but that radio station has like a signal of like 6 miles or something like that. It's small, so you don't really get to hear it all the time, but they were doing the games on ESPN, so I got to hear him there, and... Which I don't know why. Why was that?
The Islanders have had terrible radio contracts.
Right.
Where, and most recently, most consistent, they're on...
RHU.
Right. For there's two counties on Long Island.
I
want
to know
County.
How this is about me. How does this
we'll
relate
get to that
to
in a second. We'll get to it in 1 second. So two counties, for those not on Long Island, two counties on Long Island, Nassau and Suffolk. The Nassau one for years now has had the college radio station that JP was mentioning, Hofstra. They have that. And then there's a radio station in Suffolk County, which covers the
audience. Why was I listening to Chris King on ESPN?
So what they do from time to time is they also have a deal with ESPN Radio where they will broadcast a handful of games.
So
that's how you heard this.
Right point, Shattenkirk, the blast, blocked out high. Islanders might have a 2-on-1 here. Lee, through the left circle, he's with Everly down the middle, feeds him, shoots, he scores! Jordan Everly has won it in double overtime on a great feed from the captain!
I'm sorry.
The Islanders win it 2-1.
Where did your balls go?
Is that great?
Where did your balls go?
I love you, JP, but that is exactly how it needs to be done. And anybody who knows. You are just too, you're afraid to be silly. You're too afraid that you look uncool.
Silly doesn't belong in sports.
It's Chris King did not grow up with Thunderdome.
No. I got you. I got you. And he calls a great game. It's just when you get to the...
He's not silly. That's his heart, his fan passion coming out on the goal. That's what that is, because he doesn't talk like that.
What would you have him do, JP? Yay, goal.
No, I want the energy. It's not a...
But there's a goal.
It's not about the...
Fire the cannon.
Energy. It's not about the energy or anything like that. It's about where did his nuts go? Like, all of a sudden, it's like they score and somebody... like and his nuts... They just, somebody snips him off. He gargles them while he does that. Whatever it is. He reminds me of somebody you would hear. I mean, I don't know if we've ever done this before here, but that old that high school basketball game or that college basketball game with that dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly
Hot Rod Lincoln hits the shot. And he's all from the corner.
He goes from one voice to this high pitched thing. And I'm listening to this hockey game the other night. I'm like, I get embarrassed. I don't know why. No. It's not me.
I know why, because you just think it's too uncool, and you just could never be.
It's not a. You keep going there. It's not about cool. No, it's not.
Well, why would you be embarrassed for him? He's been doing this for like a long time. He gets paid all the time to do this.
Everybody loves it.
It's not about cool. It's not like I'm sitting here saying, like, that guy's not cool enough to do a game. He calls a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And then the goals come. And I don't know what. And I don't get it.
It used to not be a problem when they couldn't score. Now they score. Last like 4 or 5 years, he does a lot more goals. Now you notice.
Did you find that clip, Brett?
Yes.
This McIntosh on the drive to the corner. Out. Three Williams. Yes! An unbelievable shot by Hot Rod Williams. He drills a three from the right wing. And Mirisk has the lead with 2.4 left.
Why does the same guy.
Why do they go up 10 octaves? Why can't they go? Why do they go up and not out?
So literally, that is a different play-by-play guy, by the way, but they have the same effect on their voice.
So did Emily has won it in double overtime!
Same guy.
They're the same dude.
That's how all the good ones do it. Please don't ever listen to sports on the radio, because that's how...
I listen to football on the radio all the time. I listen to baseball on the radio all the time. God, you know who does not do that? Yeah. John Sterling.
Sure he does. He's got his own way, but he's got a deep voice.
Right.
Yeah. The Yankees win! But he's over the top, too. That's what he made his name.
But what I'm trying to tell Monica is it's not the over-the-top part is not what gets to me.
Mm-hmm. It's the pitch.
It's the how do you go from having this voice and calling the game, and it's got a bass to it, to somebody turn the treble way the hell up. I'll get it.
I wouldn't say Chris King has voice.
No, but he doesn't.
He's kind of in that range, but yes, it is over the top.
It's drastic. Yeah. The difference between when he's just calling the game, passes and stuff like that
all the people do it. Like, it's not like it's just him. His voice is the only one that
goes by. I will say this. I haven't listened to a lot. But then why don't the TV guys get like that?
TV's a bit different. Like, radio is like you're not looking at a picture. Like, if I'm watching the game and I'm hearing the announcer, sometimes I don't even hear them because I'm screaming, yay. Do you know what I mean?
The goal is the goal, though.
But on the radio, it's about painting a picture and a mood.
Right, and he's doing that by
some
doing
of
the
them
play-by-play
on TV
stuff.
Get pretty excited, but you have pictures with the action for you, and on the radio, this guy can't stop talking because he's got to describe everything to you right up through the touchdown and the excitement. And radio is just a little different; it's more words.
Are you okay that we're not talking about you right now? Are you still okay?
I'm okay.
What do you want us to get back to you?
No, that's
we got
right.
some phone calls here. I don't know what you. I don't know. I'm torn.
That's
here.
All right. Hold on. Sledge is on line one with a call about me.
It's all about you today, Rod. I want to be the first to congratulate you.
I say, thank you, Sledge. That's very nice.
You are awesome.
He's not
like you're on Will. You drive that car.
Oh, thank you, Sledge. That's very nice.
But no, man, you are like really one of the best, most talented. No, I find it funny and ironic that JP wants to jump in and get his face seen and
induct me.
I don't know these people. I can kill us.
Also, it may be a Zoom ceremony at the rate we're going.
Oh,
so you would
true.
Have to be on Zoom, so I can count on you not to be there.
I'm out.
I thought so.
I'm out.
My man, I wanted to say thank you very much for the years I've listened to you. You are great, man.
Yes.
I appreciate all the work and the hard
thank
dedication
you.
That you have put into that show.
Sledge,
you guys
what
are
is
like
it?
Tom Brady. You guys have a pay cut now.
I was just
is that what I...
make room for the...
The Tom Brett, can we get this made? The Tom Brady of radio, can you do that one?
Of course.
Now in the Hall of Fame at his college station, like that, something like that.
Roger and JP, one of them's a Hall of Famer, one of them's not. Middays.
One's a Hall of Famer, one of them's JP.
Right.
So now Monica's got to call you the GOAT.
No, I don't.
The GOAT.
Oh, thanks, Sledge.
All right, guys. You have a great day, man. Thank you, Raj.
Sure.
Mark on line five. Go ahead, Mark. You know what? Let's break, and then we'll come back. We'll take all these phone calls. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers.
Well.
Again, Roger has been nominated.
Yeah, you know.
Nominated.
To the Hall of Fame of a radio station at a college you never heard of. But.
Exactly.
Nonetheless.
But Roger, do they know? I mean, I know you're just you're a finalist, and so to put you over the edge, do they have any idea about the heroism from last week when you gave JP your, I think it was your chicken sandwich or your...
gave me nothing.
Didn't? Yeah, no, you were a hero last week. We had a whole celebration for you.
I gave him my chicken sandwich.
Was it your fries or your chicken sandwich? You had an extra one and you gave it to him, remember?
I gave him a potato cake.
A potato cake. That's
from Arby's.
Yep, do they know about your heroism in regards to your potato?
How about I save my dog's life last night or the night before? That's a big one.
Again with this?
Or the time I pulled the guy out of the 18-wheeler that tipped over in front of our other radio station at one time.
I mean, there's a couple of those. You could bring the guy from the burning house, your neighbor.
And then the guy from the burning house. Let me know which story you want me to bring up at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and that's the one I'll
do. They're going
to
give you time. Whatever you need, you tell any story you want.
Did Freddie Gadelli do any of those things?
No, he didn't. All he does is direct Monday Night Football and run the place. He didn't save an old man from a burning house. He doesn't even know Crazy Pete.
It gives you the edge.
Roger and JP, it's 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Phone
here's
number
some sticks for you, buddy.
This is awesome. 807. Oh, this is the worst song. Why would you pick this one?
Which one do you want?
That's not a Hall of Fame stick song.
Tell me. Give me a song. Quick. What do you got?
Roger said, that is not good enough for
Miss America.
His Highness.
800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is Hall of Fame. Just
in honor of Roger, it's Miss America.
Ah, this is a great
from
song.
Styx.
You just didn't get to the part where it kicks in yet. Let's move it ahead a little bit. It's Roger JP show.
Not right now. It's not.
Who wore the apple? Put it in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.